And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is out enjoying some family time for the Thanksgiving holiday, but Corey Sandin and myself in here talking fishing with you for the next 2 hours, and man, do we have a great one. Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego is joining us. We're going to be talking fishing, talking yellowtail, and talking lots of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, I'm excited about the next 2 hours of radio, Rick.
No doubt, man. Going to be a fun show, and what perfect timing. I guess it's easy to say that, to have Captain Ryan Boston on here, because it feels like every time we come in, what perfect timing, the San Diego's killing it right now, but I guess that's pretty easy, because that boat doesn't miss very often, but boy, what great timing we have right now, what great fishing, and stoked to have Captain Ryan Boston here with us. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Corey.
Certainly excited to have you, and you know, that's the thing, Corey, like this... I don't know when we're going to have to do one of these shows when there isn't, like, something cool and exciting to talk about, but this certainly isn't the one. You know, still great tuna fishing going on, and then, you know, it seems like the San Diego got back to what they're normally good at really doing instead of what they've been really good at doing lately, and that's fishing the Coronal Islands. And, Ryan, you guys have just been on a tear yet again.
We've been super fortunate. The last 5 years have been amazing fishing. It took a little dip a month ago, 3 weeks ago. We weren't catching much at the Coronado Islands. And then actually it was Captain Matt. He went down to a new area, saw some good water on the chart, and found a really good area of yellowtail. And it's been 50 to 170 a day for the last 10 days.
Over 100 yesterday.
Over 100 yesterday, yeah. Good fishing, yo-yo fishing, deep water, dropper loop sardines, yo-yo, a few on the surface iron and the fly line, but the bottom presentations have been better.
Seems like the perfect size, too. They're not giant wall hangers. They are certainly not...
Yeah,
the ones that you don't feel right. I mean, they're great. It's just great grade of yellowtail.
They are. You know, when we do our Instagram posts and Facebook posts, the size of fish seems to be so important these days with the 9,000-pound bluefin that are swimming around. So people are always asking about size of fish, and you're right. They are perfect size.
They are.
They're a legitimate 12 to 18 pounds. Most of them are, you know, cookie-cutter 15-pounders. And for... anybody that likes to fish, that's plenty big enough.
That's so
no
crazy.
Doubt. Yeah.
I mean, we just had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we're knocking on December's door, and there you go, 100 yellows yet again on the San Diego. It's cool. This is really cool what's going on.
It's really a testament to, you know, everything we've learned about fishing the Coronado Islands from the people that have done it before us, you know, that we've learned new areas to look at. The electronics have made it easier. It's amazing how much yellowtail we catch right now, and there's not a single bird on them.
That's
so
crazy.
If you were just driving around without side scan or without modern day electronics, you would have no idea that they're there.
That's crazy.
It's really something. I think about it every day. You know, if it was 1973, I'd be driving home with 44 whitefish and a sculpin.
Hopefully.
Right now.
If you found the spot.
Right. So it's really, it's really been a kick out there, and we actually saw a small spot of bluefin yesterday at the Coronado Island.
Come on.
Yeah, no, we did.
That's awesome.
We didn't catch one, but, you know, the water's still 66 degrees and clean, so who knows? I don't rule out anything anymore. There is no normal.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned something that I thought was really cool, and you've done it a bunch of times, and hats off to Captain Brawler for doing it the other time, but there's something that's got to feel so good when you're in that driver's seat, is like you talked about. You looked at the water chart and like, man, that looks like something that should be. That's got to be one of those, you know, very good feelings as the captain when you just see something on the paperwork and you drive down there and it comes to fruition and everything's right. And yep, here they are where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's the whole deal for us as operators is
totally.
The hunt, you know, the thrill of the hunt. I was joking with Matt a couple months ago. I said, you know, I could come out here and find these fish and realistically just go home. if I didn't have passengers on the boat, you know, the finding them and okay, here they are. Here's the biomass. I don't really need to catch them anymore.
Yeah.
I like finding them.
That's
it's
cool.
Really a good time.
That's one of the things that, you know, you already talked about it is this generation, you know, of yourself and your colleagues have become so good. The equipment has become so good, and then you as operators have become so good at using it that it's changed the way that you fish for them.
There was a period early this spring where Cameron, my other relief operator, made a comment to me. He said, I think we've gotten too good at finding at finding these schools, because I'm not joking, and of course I could be wrong on this, but it sure felt and looked like there was like five schools on the weather side of South Island. And between the Liberty, the San Diego, the Grande, and, you know, Marco's boats were there just about every day. We were harassing these five schools so bad that you could tell after you hit them a few days in a row, they would get squirrely and they were much harder to catch. But it sure felt like it was the same five schools, and I bet they were.
Right.
And
isn't that crazy? I mean,
and because of you, I mean, when you see a school within 50 feet of where it was the day before for a week straight,
right,
you start to think maybe this is the same school.
This is where they're living.
Right. This is where they're living. And we fished those five schools for like 10 days straight. And
everybody made great catches.
Everyone made great catches. They were huge schools. They were, you know, big, big, big schools. Everyone made great catches, and it, you know, it took care of a 10-day stretch for us in the middle of summer, and
that's awesome.
Off of five schools, which I think is pretty amazing.
Cool. Well, I think another thing that's amazing, and it's a testament to the hard work that you and your crew put into your boat, is the San Diego is a very comfortable sport fishing boat that darn near never gets turned off. You know, you guys, it's, you know, we just kind of blow it off and don't think about it. But, I mean, your season seems, again, because of yourself and your, you know, your operators, you're very good at finding them in times of year when normally we don't even associate with good fishing, and the boat is just always, always running, and it's a real testament to, you know, you guys to be able, I mean, boats need time and maintenance and things like that, and if you don't, if you're not way overboard, then they won't last through a season like this, and the San Diego just, it just always, always, always is just on top and running and no problems, and it's a, I think it's a real testament to you and the boys to keep that boat in such great shape all the time without it really any ever downtime.
Yeah, thank you. We put a lot of money into it in the wintertime and maintenance, and that's just it, you know, it never turns off. Especially in the last 5 years. So we're almost to maintenance time now. We're going to do maintenance in January and February, and we'll be dumping a whole bunch of money back into her.
That's exciting. Well, the boat, too, is just, I mean, it's just right. You can't hardly put pencil to paper and come up with a better design for the type of fishing that you do, you know, in our area.
Yeah, classic Southern California sport boat design. A lot of open space. It's 75 by 22, and it's just, you know, really it's simple, you know, simple design, simple layout, and it carries the people well. It carries a lot of bait, and thank you. It fishes really nice, and I love that boat.
And low to the water, too. I mean,
yeah. Very, very low to the water. That's another strength of the boat, I feel, and it's just always been a good boat. You know, when Bob and Ray were driving it, it was just always been catching fish, it seems like. Nope. Some boats are like that.
Yep. Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's a very, you know, you can pick that boat out on the horizon a lot. Like you say, it's just a classic Southern California boat.
Right. Yeah. That's the way I feel as well.
And you guys have done a lot of things through the year. I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's not something new anymore because you guys have just made it so regular. But the care that you guys put into not just the boat, but the people and the fish and all the things you do, it's becoming commonplace because of you guys. But, I mean, you really did. You know, the operation of the San Diego changed the way that, you know, formerly three-quarter day, now known as full-day trips operate, and the care that you put into people and fish and everything else.
Yeah, it's just that time, you know. You have to. You have to, you know, take better care of the fish. Take better care. You know, we all have heard the horror stories of some of these fishing trips from some of the crew members in the past, and you just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You just can't treat people like that. You can't treat the fish like that. People pay a lot of money to go out there, and they need to go home with a nice product and have a nice, enjoyable day.
Corey and I get calls on the show all the time about, you know, people that come back sharing their success stories of fishing with you, and it's always the same. You wouldn't believe it. I had this big bluefin, and, you know, as soon as we caught it, they spiked it and bled it, and it went into RSW, and he goes, I really felt like I was on a long-range trip. I mean, that is a report and a story that gets told over and over and over
all the time. That's where we learned all that stuff from. You know, a lot of my crew members have worked on long-range boats. We're friends with a lot of long-range operators, and that's where, you know, we've learned a lot of the fish handling techniques. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
We bleed everything that comes over the rail, whether it's a red rock cod, a bluefin tuna, a yellowfin tuna, everything gets bled and placed in 35-degree seawater.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's also changed, you know, the fish that you considered, you know, great food that you took home and things that you didn't. You know, I mean, a bonita that was caught in the morning a long time ago that laid in a gunny sack all day, it wasn't. It wasn't appropriate table fare at the end of a long, hot day. And, Corey, you were talking about, I mean, that's a fit, you know, skipjacks and bonitas and things that maybe people didn't put a prize on.
Even a barracuda.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, those are the fish that so get overlooked, and I'm so passionate about it because I do. I love eating barracuda and bonito.
I myself as well, yeah. Very, very good.
I mean, as long as they're treated right and coming, you know, off today's, you know, you call it a product, Ryan, but it's, you know, it's truly a harvest, and to treat it right you know, a lot of places serve barracuda as fish and chip. Like, you wouldn't believe it, you know, and they're actually pretty darn good if they're treated right.
I agree. I love fried barracuda.
Right. Yeah.
It's very, very good.
But a horseshoe barracuda from a gunny sack that's 9 hours old with no eyes, it's just a completely different thing when it hits the fillet board than one that was caught and the gills were clipped and it went into 35-degree water and it stayed chilly and perfect all day and then went home that night and fired up.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, the fish that are popular in the markets, they're not really popular because of the taste of the fish. It's just all about shelf life and you know, what you can get to the consumer in a good fashion, you know. And
that's a great point.
That really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, bonito is a classic example of that. The bonito meat, when you look at it when it's fresh, it looks every bit as good as yellowfin tuna, I think.
Or bluefin.
Or even better than some of the small bluefin, honestly. I mean, bonito is a special, special fish.
Especially when you get those 5 to 8 pounders.
Yes,
you know?
But shelf life, horrible. It's horrible on a bonito. It just is. I mean,
you need to cook it that night.
You need to cook it that night, or yeah.
But I know Japanese guys that would literally take a bonito over a yellowfin, or I don't want to say bluefin, but they will take that bluefin or the bonito for sashimi.
Absolutely.
And that style of desirability. You know?
My father-in-law is from Japan, and he told me a couple months ago that only the highest and sushi bars in Japan carry bonito.
Really?
If you go into a sushi bar in Japan and you see bonito, you know you're in a good spot.
Okay.
These guys care about their business. They're putting money into it, and they put the money out to get this fish into their restaurant.
And again, they're paying that money because it doesn't have shelf life like something else does, you know?
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. So don't overlook those bonito.
Yeah, don't shame them. You know, we talked about it on the radio, too, about the skipjack And we had one of the friends of the radio show call back in, and, hey, we tried it, man. It is some of the, you know, I mean, you go to Hawaii, that's what they're serving as poke.
Especially if you're out on your private boat and you have a cooler full of ice, just try it. You know, try some skipjack, try a couple of bonita.
Better yet, if you're on the San Diego, Nick and Trina, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're always going to come out good on the San Diego. You know, I see a lot of, you know, private boater guys just shake them off, do the binoculars. It's, man, that's really good food.
Granted, the fact that they could have a yellowfin or a bluefin over the skipjack, I get it for sure, you know.
Yeah, and that fish is still around, too. That's the other thing that, you know,
it's
great. Like, that skipjack is still, I don't want to say as good as it was right offshore, outside of San Diego, but it's still absolutely still around. It's almost December, and there are big schools of that still breezing around locally to be caught. And I wouldn't say that people lost interest, but it seems like there's been a much lesser quantity of yellowfin still with it. And so with that, you know, down goes people looking, and with less people looking, it seems to fall off the radar. But even that skipjack's still around offshore. It's just been a really fun season and a really great time. And speaking of fun, we got a lot to talk about today, Corey. It's going to be a great one.
We sure do, Rick. And, I mean, we've talked about barracuda and bonito and that kind of stuff. But, man, the yellowtail fishing that's going on right now, and to have Mr. Ryan Bostian, captain, owner of the San Diego, in here out of Seaforth, I couldn't be more stoked. You want to give us a shout? We'd love to have you be a part of the show. There's two ways to do it. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're going to be giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth.
Yeah. Two of them, I think.
Oh, two of them. There we are. Captain Ryan's up in the ante. We like it.
This is cool.
So give us a shout. We'll be right back, and let's talk hook up on the Mighty 1090 with Ryan from the San Diego.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja, California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And what do you say, Rick? I mean, we got one of the coolest guys in the studio.
Good times. It's just great fishing right now. And like we said, I mean, it's just all so fun watching this go down and watching this later part of the season fire back up. I remember, you know, very well hearing a conversation of the guys in the ticket office at Fisherman's Landing talking about it was right around Halloween time where, you know, it was a couple weeks before Halloween and it seemed as if things had wound down, that bluefin had kind of slowed and not was really biting, that yellowfin wasn't biting as good as it had been, and they were literally, like, the preparations were kind of being made, like, yeah, I think we'll probably get another week out of this and then that'll probably be that, and hey, let's high five and what a great season. And you know, that was over a month ago now, and right as sometimes it does, right about the time they thought that was it, this, you know, another area of bluefin gets located, and then all of a sudden it's not only providing a great catch for one guy one day, but then then multiple guys, and then the fleet, and then here you go, another month of great fishing, both for the boat owners and for all of us as passengers and tackle and all the fun stuff, and that's continued to roll, and it wasn't just a little blip to keep the season rolling. It turned into some of the best fishing we have had this whole year. I mean, the grade of bluefin that's being caught on guys on those day and a half to 3 day trips, it's unbelievable.
And you know what amazed me is some of the yellowfin that's around out,
yes,
on that stuff.
Totally.
Rick. I mean, up to over 100 pounds. You know, I mean, that's, and years past, I mean, in November, I mean, you'd be calling that a big eye probably, but to have 40 to 60 pounders, yeah, consistent, I mean, that's...
And each trip is different, too. I mean, you don't know what school every guy's going to run into. You know, half the boats will catch that big yellowfin. Other boats will get on a bluefin drift and stay there all day. And it's the other thing that's been really fun about this fishing late in the season is it's back to a semi-traditional way of catching them. You pick a sardine out of the bait tank, you pin it on a fly line hook, you fly line it out there, and you catch a big one. It's not that flat falling isn't a blast and casting lures isn't a blast and all of those types of things, but this is what we do as a fleet in San Diego the best. We get on fish, we keep them around the boat, and we pick them off with fly line sardines. And that's the type of fishing that's, I mean, let's face it, is what we're great at and fun, and that's what they're doing right now. It's really cool.
It almost sounds like Guadalupe you're talking about.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. And just that the average grade of fish, like the single regular one that you throw over the rail right now, literally, the bluefins, they're like 50-pounders. Like, those are the ones that you don't even think twice about. You know
what's cool? They're actually catchable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, you know, 150 to 250 and on the fish for 3 hours and lose it right at gaff,
yeah.
You know?
It's been a fun time, and it's fun to watch it still going. Well, the phones are packing up, Corey. Everybody's excited to talk to Ryan. Why don't we jump into him?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Hills. Hills is calling from Ventura. Appreciate you joining us Saturday after Thanksgiving, Hills. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would think that for Ryan's business that the California style of bait fishing is probably really helps make it possible. And I know that Corey has worked on bait boats, and Don Hansen was referring recently to some efforts to limit the use of bait in sport fishing. And I was just wondering, you know, you guys know, is there plenty of bait out there?
In my opinion, yes. And I honestly don't feel like we even use that much bait. You know, it probably looks like it on the surface. If you're standing there watching the San Diego throw on 200 scoops of sardines and you're multiplying that times 7 days a week, it probably looks like we use a lot of bait. But a lot of the bait that we use comes on our boat, goes back over the rail and back into the ocean.
Exactly.
We're just kind of recycling it.
It really is. I mean, you hit it right on the target, right? So you might be harvesting 200 scoops from the ocean. And Hills, you got to remember, a lot of that's at the receivers, is going to the sea lions, it's going to the egrets, it's feeding a whole different biomass. And then Ryan's putting it on the boat, and you know, there's some of that leaks off the boat. The sea lions are jumping behind the boat, and the seagulls are eating it. And
yeah,
and then you're feeding it right back to the yellowtail. And yeah, I mean, there's 100 fish that come on the boat, but there was another 300 or 400 pieces of sardine that fed those fish.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's a very unique way of looking at it. I mean, that, you know, it's not like it's being wasted or misused. I mean, it ultimately ends up doing, it either ends up going right back into the ocean, or it ends up getting eaten by the fish it was supposed to be eaten by anyways.
Correct.
And it's a really unique situation, Hills, because, like, the Fish and Wildlife, for anything that's harvested from the ocean, they charge a tax. If it's landed, okay, if it's a lobster that the commercial guys harvested and brought to the dock, there's a harvestable tax on that because it's landed. But technically, the sardine and anchovy is never brought to the dock. It's never landed.
Yeah.
So it never leaves the ocean.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it is unfortunate that it is being used, Hills, as a tool, just, you know, from people that are the exact opposite of us on extreme, you know, environmental thing. That's just something else that they can go after and try to put a foot in the door. And again, I mean, it's a cliche thing, but it's the truth. It's why, you know, it's why we put our support in people like CCA and things like that are, you know, that are fighting for those things. But it's a ridiculous thing, but it is just a tool that they're trying to use to stop things. I mean, is there a shortage of bait? There isn't, you know, and it's, like, you know, Book said it the best, it's not being used, it just goes right back in again. And the stuff that is being used is being eaten by the fish that are supposed to be eating it. I mean, it's a different cycle, but it is.
Oh, it's an awesome situation, isn't it? I mean, we're really fortunate to have, we're talking about it now, Hills, I mean, to have the Everingham brothers, so unique, the way they load the bait, the way that they bring it to the receivers, it never leaves the water. Most companies, they braille it, and it's braille's a huge, you know, scoop of water that they bring the anchovy and sardine on board with and dump it into a tank, you know, and it's kind of, you know, the bait goes through a little more of a difficult process, and it, you know, the Everingham brothers can bring in bait today and it could leave tomorrow on the San Diego and you would never know it hadn't been there for a week or two curing up.
Yeah, with that being said, none of what the San Diego does would even be close to possible without the bait company that we have in San Diego.
It's
so crucial. It's everything. We could not operate without them. They do a phenomenal job. Corey knows it best. They're you know, revolutionary in the way they handle their bait and get it to the boats. So thank your bait man.
It's so unique to Southern California. It really is. And to San Diego, the way it's done, and nowhere else in the world do we have a sport fleet and a bait company to supply the sport fleet the way that we do here. Nowhere else in the world. It's incredible.
And it's just, I mean, think about that. It's day after day after day. There's no stop. I mean, look at the San Diego. You guys run all year long, and rarely, if ever, is there a time. Well, there's never a time when there's not bait, and rarely, if ever, is there a time when there's not as much as you need. You know, come on, how much more?
And one thing I've noticed with their operators and their operation, they seem to be getting better every year, too. Sure. It's amazing to me that they can keep up with the demand in Mission Bay, especially this year with the launch ramp at Shelter Island being closed. We would leave the dock in the morning, and there would be a line of private boaters, you know, 300 deep, waiting to get sardines, plus all the sport boats, and those guys are on it. They stay on it. They can keep up. It's amazing to me.
And they're really good at, like you say, they're really good at what they do. They're really good at continuing, just like you guys, innovating things, and they have different things to deal with that they didn't have to before. Sea lions blowing bubbles through boxes and changing the way they box things and changing the way that they crowd things, and they're the same thing, too. Like, there's nobody that is as important to our fishery as the Everingham Brothers, for sure.
Yes.
All right. Hills, did that answer your question up for you?
Yeah, thanks so much. That was a lot of great information, and I feel very fortunate to have experienced our kind of fishing.
No doubt,
buddy. We have the best in the world.
Yeah, you got it. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call.
That's definitely cool. Let's jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Got a general kind of question to ask.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
No problem.
Let's say I go on the San Diego, and I catch a load of, or my limit of nice yellowtail down there in the Coronados. I like to take my fish home whole. I mean, I'll have them gill and gutted, and, you know, I like to pay the crew their tips, what they deserve, and, you know, I'm generous about that and all that. But the boat comes in late in the afternoon or evening, and the fisherman's processing isn't open. Or are they? Tell me, like, because I'd like to take advantage of the fish processing after I come in off the boat in the evening. Do I have to wait it out at San Diego until daybreak and take it down there?
What a lot of our passengers do on the San Diego is they call the fish processors before they go fishing, and they, you know, they get their hours from them, or they make an appointment to drop it off with them. A lot of our passengers are taking it to processing. There's, you know, Five Star, there's Fisherman's Processing, there's also Mario's, you know, which is 150 yards from where the San Diego ties up. I don't know their hours or anything like that. You'd have to call them, but fish processing is definitely an option. I would recommend calling them before your fishing trip. A lot of times they have a drop box, or they'll meet you there, they'll send one guy, you know, I bring a cooler with you. At the very least, you may have to keep your fish on ice overnight and then bring it to them the next day. That would be worst case scenario. Right. But a lot of times they're open when we get in.
And they might be meeting another boat there anyways, or there might be things. You nailed it. Just every one of the processors are fantastic about accommodating you to the best of their ability to do so. And you know, there are going to be times that there's five long-range boats coming in at the same time, and that ability isn't there. But for the most part, if you just call them ahead of time, Mike, I guarantee you they'll take really good care of you. I know Sean at Fisherman's Processing is that way. You know, whatever they can do to make it better on you, they're always going to the best of their ability. Appreciate the phone call,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, there's no problem. I'm sorry.
No,
there's
please.
There's no problem staying down in San Diego. I have family down there.
Right.
So, I can do it first thing in the morning.
And, you know, with that said...
Okay, well...
With that said, too, Mike, I mean, obviously the convenience factor is great to just come right off the boat and drop them back off. But if you were solely looking at it as a product standpoint, one of the best things you can do is to do exactly that. Keep it on ice overnight. You know, it being on the bone and being covered in ice for that 24-hour period makes for, yet again, an even better product. You know, as soon as that fish is caught, you want to get it cold and do exactly what they do on the San Diego. You want to get the blood out of it, you want to get it dispatched immediately, and you want to get all the heat out of it. But then after your day of fishing, if you could put that in one of those big kill bags or a big cooler where it's laid flat and it's completely surrounded in ice, and it can you know, not freeze but stay cold under ice for 24 hours and let that rigor set in on the bone, that's where your single best product is going to come from.
It really is, and it cut like butter. I mean, it's a big difference between a fish that's been on the deck for an hour or two versus a day, and man, they cut like butter, so smooth when they're coming off the ice.
Yep.
All good. Hey, Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that.
All right. Hey, let's go to Cassman. Good morning, Cassman.
What's up, Cass? I guess I should probably push the button for
that
one.
Yeah, let's do it.
There you go. What's up, Cassman?
Hey, boys. I guess Pete went back to Ohio for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a little family Thanksgiving trip, but he'll be joining us back again here tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to do those honeydews, man.
That's
I'll tell you. They pay off.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, fishing down at the tip there, Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, remains very, very good. The boats this past week, going up into the Sea of Cortez, didn't experience much north wind, but when it does blow, they can get up there early. They can get into early bite and then get back out of there before the wind really starts howling. But, the wahoo bite really turned on this past week, getting some nice quality wahoo up to 40 pounds. Those yellowfin tuna that seemed to be there year-round were there. They had some nice 40, 50-pound fish, and I heard there was one or two 200-pound fish caught out at the Gordo using the bigger baits, slow troll bonitos or the little bolitos tunas that they've got up there, that they seem to do really well for those type of fish. But a few scattered Dorado. Striped marlin really going off pretty good on the Pacific side. That's where the Cabo fleet's attacking them. You know, they're coming out and then heading up toward the Golden Gate Bank or up to the Jaime Bank. And they're getting, I'd say, averaging between two and three per boat per day on the releases. So some really good fishing going on down there. Of course, you know, this is wintertime now, and most of the fishing on the mainland is going to be really good down at the Ixtapas, you want to Naho area there in the Cancun area. The Ziwat boats are fishing about 10, 12 miles out, getting a ton of sails out there, releasing two, three, four, five per boat per day on the releases. There's a few scattered Dorado there, some yellowfin tuna, and, of course, along the beaches there, really good rooster fish up to 30, 40 pounds, and also some big jacks. When I say big jacks, I'm talking some 30-pound jacks, and those guys really pull hard. So some really good fishing going on down there. And while we're talking about Ixtapas, Zihuatanejo, I've had quite a few people ask me if I could put a trip down to there during the winter months. And so I do have a trip scheduled for Ixtapas y Huatanejo, which is a three-hour flight on Alaska Airlines from LAX nonstop, scheduled for March 14 to 18. And we're going to be staying at the Barcelo right on the beach there in Ixtapa Beach. The fishing is 10 minutes away as Y Huatanejo. And going to be 5 days, four nights. All your meals, all your drinks, including alcohol, 2 days of fishing, round trip airfare, transfers, everything is going to price out at $1,269 per person. So
come on.
Anybody wants to get away during the winter months, you know, the temperatures down there are the mid 80s, flat seas, there's no rain that time of year, and it's just fabulous fishing. So anybody wants to join me on that trip, that we got it all together, and they can just give me a call at Cast Tours 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And Ricky, I still have spot for one or two anglers on our Pesca Panama trip, April 9 to 13. Correction, April 6 to 13. He wants to join us on that trip also. They give me a call, the same number.
That same deal with that Panama. If you're a guy that likes casting lures and catching fish, Panama is the ultimate place to get to go do that. I mean, and it's not just that. There's all kinds of things. You're trolling and live bait fishing and all the things that are there in Panama. But if you're a guy that likes to cast a lure and catch a big fish, there is not a better place or a better operation than Pesca Panama. The game boats that they fish out of, they're fast, you know, 30-foot twin outboard center consoles, and they have great gear that's provided for you if you don't feel like bringing your own. And you will literally cast poppers and plugs to big tuna or big snappers or big jacks or big rooster fish literally until your arms fall off. And, like, there are always things to go do. I remember, Cass, on a previous trip that you and I did, We fished tuna all morning long until we literally would wave the white flag. That's it. I can't pull on another 60 to 100-pound tuna. Let's go into the beach and then fish roosters and those big kubaras and all big poppers and plugs and surface iron. Like, it is the single coolest trip a guy can go on if you like casting a lure at a big fish. I really look forward to it and can't wait, and I hope somebody else gets to enjoy it with us for sure.
Yeah, exactly, Rick. You know, if you're fishing world-famous Hannibal Bank, Montosa Island, Hickerone Island, and of course the world famous Coiba Island, and it's a fabulous trip. So anybody got some time, wants to join Ricky and I in that trip, you can give me a call at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cass, great job, appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, boys, take care.
All right, thanks, Cass, man.
Pretty cool stuff. With that being said, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fish Pros, a Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now they have Fish Pros at Market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. So easy to find, Rick, and so cool.
The best.
And Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as smoked cheese. Pick some up at their Liberty Station location or check fishermansprocessing.com.
You know, those guys are a really good follow on your social media, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or whatever you like to do, that Fish Pros. And that's because they've turned Fish Pros the Market into such a real thing. You know, at one point it was just a way for somebody to, you know, if you enjoyed Fisherman's Processing smoked fish, or you enjoyed their tuna burgers, but you weren't going on your long-range trip real soon. They literally started the market with, you know, commercially sourced fish so that you could buy a little bit of smoked fish and burgers. But it has turned into so much more than that. They've done a really good job of not only all of the, you know, things that make cooking fish easier for us, but also, I mean, they have a legitimate, really good fresh fish market now. And Sean, like, sources just fish from local guys or just things, you know, They're like the perfect in-between size. You know, they're not a huge market where they need to provide a bunch of different fish for a bunch of people. They're like almost like a boutique fish market where when you know, a local commercial fisherman says, "Hey man, I just caught a really nice sea bass." Okay, that's the fresh fish that's available right now, or you know, whatever the best thing to put forward is. It's a really cool thing, and they promote all that via their social media. But it's a great follow, and one of like the kind of hidden killer, you know, finds if you're looking to purchase fish and rubs and salts and spices and all that kind of stuff.
Which is cool, and it's kind of cliche-ish, but it's catch of the day.
Yeah,
literally.
That's exactly what it is.
I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and Sean had live lobsters in a tank. So that's something that's really cool to me. Selling live lobsters right there,
and just all their regular, like, even for, you know, for all the Thanksgiving stuff, you know, they had a, you know, brine. That's the one thing they do that I think is really cool too, is, you know, brining things and appropriately seasoning. Those are all the tougher parts that, you know, where the, you know, when you buy stuff at or get stuff at a commercial level, it turns out so good, but when we do it at home, it's just not quite the same. They take all the steps out of it for you. Like for your turkey for Thanksgiving, they had a brine kit where everything was in it for you. Like, they put all the things you're supposed to, and all you need to do is put water in your bird inside it for a day, and then it was ready for the smoker. And they do a really cool pokey kit, whether you just buy the seasoning, or in the summertime, they'll have like a 1 pound of ahi that's already cut into cubes all perfect, but then vacuum packed up, and then all the seasonings that you just pour on top of it, mix it up, and you're good to go. But anyways, it's really cool stuff, and those guys do a great job for sure.
That's pretty cool. Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Ryan, more from the San Diego. We're having a great time in studio. We're getting Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's the Black Friday Sell-a-thon at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They've got great offers across the Ford lineup through Cyber Monday. Ford is offering a great lease on two of their top SUVs, Escape and Explorer. Lease one during the sell-a-thon and take advantage of the amazing deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to test drive one and qualify today. If you need a new truck, your San Diego County Ford dealers have got you covered during the sell-a-thon. They've got great financing deals plus cash back on the the legendary F-150. It's the best-selling truck in California for a reason. Tis the season to be truckin'. The new F-150s are strong and full of technology. Nothing beats F-150. For Black Friday, your San Diego County Ford dealers are bringing back the trade assist towards select vehicles. Get more for your qualified trade. Stop by your closest dealership to learn more and trade up to a new Ford. But you have to act fast. All Cellathon offers absolutely end Cyber Monday. Get the details at buyfordnow.com and visit your San Diego County Ford dealer right away.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a fun time in studio today.
You're not kidding, man. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Ryan Boschian. It's so cool to have this great fishing going on while he's here. So, Corey, why don't we just jump right back into the phones?
And they are loaded up, Rick. You're not kidding. Let's talk to Gary. Gary's calling from Coronado. Thank you for being patient this morning, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Hi, Gabe. Colorado. Hi, Corey, and hi, Rick. I have a question for Ryan. Can you give me an idea of what your typical summer trip might be? You know, the time you leave, your run time, maybe the time you return, and some of the accommodations, whether or not you've got bunks and what your meals are like.
Yeah, so on the San Diego, Gary, we are going to do our best to take you to the best available fishing within 50 miles of Mission Bay. With that being said, 90% of our fishing takes place at the Coronado Islands, which is a two-hour run from Mission Bay to get down there. We clear the bay. You show up at the dock around 5. You handle all the paperwork, visas. The guys in the Seaport office are great at it. We'll be off the dock by 5:30. Well, it'll take us a half an hour to get bait. We'll be out of the bay by 6 a.m. or shortly thereafter, and then we'll arrive at the Coronado Islands right around 8 in the morning. And we'll fish from 8 until typically, lately, we fished as late as 5 in the evening, and then another two-hour ride home. So I would expect to get back to the dock somewhere between 5:30 and 7, typically. If we go offshore for tuna, some of those run times could be further. We could run up to 4 hours to get to the best area. So typical run time is 2 to 4 hours, and we'll let you know that the morning of each trip. You can check with myself, Captain Matt, or any of the deckhands. We'll let you know approximately how far we're running. But typically it's right around 2 hours to get to the fishing zone. You'll fish from 8 in the morning until 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and then another two-hour run home, and you'll get back to the dock most of the time around 6:30. Yeah.
I mean, you're definitely getting your money's worth, Gary. And one thing, you know, we've talked about a lot, Ryan, the last couple of years is the passport thing. And fishing the Coronados, Gary, you have to have a passport.
Yes, passport or a passport card. Anytime we are within 12 miles of
the coastline,
you need to have a passport or a passport card.
That's a lot of fishing time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting, definitely, Gary, you're getting your money's worth for sure.
That's great. It's a great gig. Gary, appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, you kind of mentioned something briefly, but I think, you know, Warren's going back to, and that's the guys in the office at Seaforth. And the reason I want to talk about it is because it's old hat to you. You've been doing it for a long time, and now it runs so smooth that you don't think about it. But there's a lot of people that maybe aren't in San Diego, guys like Gary that are coming down from above that are still either unfamiliar or nervous about the paperwork, pardon me,
but it
aspect.
It goes so smoothly. It does.
Yeah. Maybe you could give us the rundown of what it's like and what a guy needs. Because there is, I mean, I have the same thing. I live it every day, so I just don't think twice. And we talk about it so often on Let's Talk Hookup. You just are under the assumption that everybody knows. But there's a lot of people that maybe are less familiar what it takes to be able to go. And, you know, I hear all the time, well, do I need to get my visa ahead of time? And how do I go about it? And maybe give us a rundown what it takes to go to the islands.
Yeah, one of the things that's kind of confusing to a lot of our passengers is that the boats are separate businesses from the offices. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they don't realize that. So Seaforth Sport Fishing is our booking agent, really. Right. They book our trips. They provide a place for us to tie up. They handle all our ticket sales in the morning. So you're going to show up. All you need to have is, you know, your money to pay for the trip. And if it's a Coronado Island trip, your passport or passport card. And literally all you have to do is walk up to the counter right. and hand it to them. And they're going to, what happens back behind the desk there would take the normal person hours, but they get it done in 10 minutes. You know, they process your visa. They print out a fishing license for you. If you need to rent a fishing rod, they get that done. It happens so fast and so smooth. I don't think most people realize what just happened.
Totally.
They're sending emails to Ensenada, trip notifications. It's amazing what happens back there in 10 minutes.
I think that's why I wanted to bring it up, because they do so much, and it should be noted for somebody that hasn't been through the process, you as the passenger don't do anything. You literally show up to the counter. Here's my passport card. I'd like to pay for my trip. And that's it. You don't have to worry about anything else.
I was talking to my dad about this on Thanksgiving. You know, I see it a lot with our passengers. There's kind of this cycle. They start fishing on a sport boat, and then they think, oh, this isn't so bad. I'll just get my own boat and start going fishing. And then they buy their own boat, and that's when they realize all the work that goes into a fishing trip. And then after 4 years, they sell their boat, and they're back on the San Diego. It's this cycle of life that that's I funny. See with our customers. And that's when you can really appreciate what those guys in the office do. Because it's a lot of work just to go fishing these days.
But you mentioned that. And, I mean, to be able to jump on the boat and not have to worry about cleaning, not have to worry about chipping in for fuel.
Right.
Or worry about all that line of stuff, and to pay $150 and to be on your way and not have to worry about anything. You can eat a cheeseburger in the afternoon, have a breakfast sandwich in the morning.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And the cost for all of those things is included in your ticket price too. That I think should be
right.
there too. You're not paying for that visa. Well, you are paying for that visa, but it's all included in your ticket price.
Right. It's $155 to come out. That includes the cost of the trip. That includes your visitor's visa, and that includes your Mexican fishing license.
And the bracelet.
Yeah, the bracelet now, the $5 bracelet. So that's all included in the $155.
And again, all of that is just taken care of for you. It's still one of the best deals in town, and the amount of fun that you get, and, you know, how well you get taken care of, and professional captains and crew. I mean, you know, you don't realize it again here because it's what we do, but go somewhere else, you know, go to Hawaii and try and be entertained for, you know, 10 hours or 12 hours and see what that costs you, because it sure as heck isn't $150, you know. It's the best deal in town for sure.
Or take your private boat and try to buy a scoop of bait.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt.
It's
not a cheap deal, but, boy, it sure is fun. Hey, how don't we jump right back into the phones, Corey? They're packed up.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I mean, like everyone else, I love catching and eating yellows, but I'm going to go back to the bonita for a minute. You guys were talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
The bonies that are in the counts, are those incidental catches, or are those times that you're targeting them when maybe the bite slows down on the yellows? That's right. My first question. And then the second one is, what are the grade of those fish? How big are they?
The bonito right now are just mixed in with the yellowtail. I drove the boat yesterday, and we saw some really nice schools of yellowtail. But just about every school of yellowtail had a layer of bonita on top of it.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
kind of.
It is pretty cool. And one of the things I remember working on a three-quarter day boat as a deckhand was my old boss, David Ikeda, used to always tell me, hey, when you're catching bonito, get a few guys yo-yoing underneath them. A lot of times there's yellowtail underneath the bonito, and that's exactly what's happening right now is every school, not every school, but 98% of the schools have a layer of bonita on top. So typically what happens is lately the bonita get on you first. They're quicker, and they get to the lures faster. They get to the baits faster. You catch a round of bonita, and then the guys start hooking yellowtail.
What a trip.
And,
yeah.
And the cool part about that is the bonito are less likely to eat a falling, yo-yo iron. They want something moving fast, moving by them. They want the reactionary trigger.
That's why it's so important to check with the crew each morning. Okay. And just because you went on a fishing trip a month ago, you know, we do it when we go bass fishing. We're constantly, you know, checking with the guides and finding out what patterns are going on at that time. That the guys that are out there every single day, the crew members will tell you, you know, lately we've been trying to get the guys to fish a big yo-yo lure, full-size yo-yo lure. And a lot of that is just to kind of keep some of the bonita off.
Uh-huh.
And more yellowtail, so
and
check with the guys.
What about the size of the bonito?
The bonito are nice ones. They're 6 to 8 pounders, some bigger. They're very, very nice fish.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be very proud to lay that on the table as sashimi or a poke product.
Yes.
Even taking it a step further and having that steamed or having it grilled. It's some pretty darn good eating.
They're very delicate, very tasty fish.
That's a trip that you talked about, that layer being on top, because you could easily see, you know, there's like a hierarchy that always people like give things, and it's cooler to catch a fish this way than that way, and it's often, you know, cooler to catch them with no sinker on the surface, and I caught them fly line in a bait, and if you were just trying to stick to that, you know, you'd be picking off bonita after bonita, not paying attention to what Rolla told you in the morning and fishing your yo-yo jig and, you know, wind up the day, you know, with maybe lesser of one, you know, not so much the other.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Hey, John, great phone call. Appreciate it very much.
That's some good stuff. Let's do it. Let's talk to Arnie. Let's talk to Arnie and Vista. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, Arnie.
Everybody recovering from food coming from Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Shoot. Hey, the question I had for Ryan, I noticed, like, when the bluefin were closer, you guys are sometimes going out toward the 43 or maybe the 181. Is the bluefin now have moved out far enough to where that really isn't much of an option for you guys, and you're going just pretty much sticking at the Coronados?
Yeah, we're back to our Coronado Island run, Arnie. The bluefin right now, the best bluefin fishing is 100 miles west of Mission Bay, so that's just, you know, completely out of our range. But we do see bluefin at the Coronado Islands pretty regularly. In fact, every year there's at least a short period of bluefin at the Coronado Islands. Most of them are the smaller grade fish, but they like it there.
Yeah.
There's been a lot caught there over the years, and I feel that they're special. If you can say you've caught a bluefin tuna at the Coronado Islands, that's saying something.
It's a feather in your cap.
It's a feather in your cap, yes.
That's a pretty cool deal, really. I mean, that's where I caught my first bluefin, And I hear the stories about how they used to bite on the drop-off on the half-day boat and that kind of thing. And I was fortunate enough with a live squid in the middle grounds with Ray Sobiak, you know.
Yeah.
kind of a cool era, you know, the Buzzy and Nick Cates and Ray Sobiak era, you know.
To be able to get the bite on a fish that is, you know, tremendously finicky, especially when it's in relatively shallow water like that, and to get the bite and navigate your way through sea lions and people and everything else like that, it's definitely you earn every one of those. It's very rare that fish in that location lets its guard down.
One of the things that has changed in the last few years, you know, historically, like Corey was talking about, Buzz and Sobiak and those guys, they've caught tons and tons of bluefin at the Coronado Islands. They were typically smaller ones. They were typically 12 to 15 pounders. In the last 5 years, we have seen a very good amount of those 30 to 45 pounders.
That's crazy.
At the Coronado Islands. Yeah, one of the things that always cracks me up is we'll do a chum circle on the Leah South, and I'll look in the chum circle and I'll see calico bass, barracuda, yellowtail, bonita, and bluefin tuna jumping.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
All in the same chum circle. Wow. Every time it happens to us a few times a year, and I always chuckle. I think it's just so funny.
I mean, it's so close to San Diego, and it's just such a...
You're looking right at downtown.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing.
That's rad.
We're having such a fun time on the show this morning. You want to give us a shout? That opened a line at 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. Give us a shout. We've got Ryan. We're having so much fun. We have a whole nother hour ahead of us. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup on a Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long-range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
It's the Black Friday sell-a-thon at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They've got great offers across the Ford lineup through Cyber Monday. Ford is offering a great lease on two of their top SUVs, Escape and Explorer. Lease one during the sell-a-thon and take advantage of the amazing deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to test drive one and qualify today. If you need a new truck, your San Diego County Ford dealers have got you covered during the sell-a-thon. They've got great financing deals plus cash back on the legendary F-150. It's the best-selling truck in California for a reason. Tis the season to be trucking. The new F-150s are strong and full of technology. Nothing beats F-150. For Black Friday, your San Diego County Ford dealers are bringing back the trade assist towards select vehicles. Get more for your qualified trade. Stop by your closest dealership to learn more and trade up to a new Ford. But you have to act fast. All sell-a-thon offers absolutely end Cyber Monday. Get the details at buyfordnow.com and visit your San Diego County Ford dealer right away.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.